Welcome to the Playmaker Podcast, a podcast for people who want to sell different. Playmakers wage war against traditional sales and win. Remember, success is just one play away. Welcome, everybody, to the Playmaker Podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about the state of sales development. We did a fantastic study, the largest of its kind, on all things sales development. I'm going to get into it in a minute, but the reason I wanted to bring it up today was, in addition to the study, we've basically dovetailed off of that, and we've created the world's largest conference on the topic. Called the Sales Development Summit. You can learn a little bit about it in the show notes, or you can find more about it at salesdevelopmentsummit.com. That's one more time, www.salesdevelopmentsummit.com. We've got just four thousand registrants is kind of where we're at the moment. It's going to happen December 13th and 14th, and it really was born again from this idea of this study that we did, and I'll get into that in just a minute. In addition to the study, we do have 40-plus industry thought leaders, and we will be giving out industry, the Sales Development Thought Leader of the Year award, so check it out and do vote by all means. If you get some time, you can give a vote to myself. I somehow made it on the list. we'll see what happens with it, but we've got some great people on there. So again, December 13th and 14th, thesalesdevelopmentsummit.com. Now, wanted to get into a little bit of this report. The report has been a work in progress. We did an initial release, but then we got another couple hundred companies. We did it in partnership with Drift and Nudge and Datanize and Tenbound and Bridge Group and One Mob and Sales for Life and obviously Inside Sales. Over 1,000 companies participating. I mean, there's some other studies out there, I think a couple hundred companies. This one just blew the socks off it. It's just amazing. 1,000 companies, all kind of participating to figure out how we can better build and execute successful sales development teams. Some real interesting findings coming out of that, and I wanted to share some of those with you at the moment. High level, and we're actually diving deeper into this as we speak. We want to get into this idea of kind of a market sizing exercise. So we might tighten this up even more as we go deeper. But the moment we believe there's about 5.7 million professional sales, I've mentioned that before, and this is just U.S. numbers. Of that 5.7, we do believe that 2.7 million are inside sales reps. And of that 2.7 million, 611,000, nearly 612,000 are sales development reps. So if you just look at the United States, sales development reps make up about 10.7% of all sales reps in the United States. Now, some interesting things as you look at some of the different breakdowns regarding these sales development reps and how they're structured, how they're paid. One of the things that kind of jumped out that I thought was pretty interesting is just this breakdown of kind of inbound and outbound and how companies think through that. When you look at the entire inside sales market and how that breaks up, you say 75% are inside sales account executives, and then 24% are sales development reps. When you look at those sales development reps, 6.1 are just inbound, 8.6 are outbound, and then the the highest is a blend at 9.8. 9.8 would kind of do the both the inbound and the outbound. Now, an inbound team is a team that reaches out to someone who knows you, and an outbound team is kind of reaching out to someone who doesn't know you, and a blend obviously brings those two together. As you dive deeper into the structure, one of the things that jumped out to me that I thought was interesting, there's kind of this debate that goes on in the markets around, should you be more of a high velocity or should you be an account-based model? And so we just posed it to the group and said, are you high velocity? Are you account-based? Didn't actually define it, just let them choose. And we had 56% of companies say they were a high velocity model. Neither here nor there. The interesting thing was you had 89%, a little over 89%, say that they ran an account-based model. The problem with that is when we dove just a little bit deeper into that data, and I'll throw this out and I'll kind of explain it, 46.4% of companies are potentially running the wrong sales model. Now, why do I say that? Well, we looked at a couple different variables, one being this deal size concept, right? So if you have a smaller deal size, that's one of the indicators. You know, if you're selling $5,000-$10,000, you ought to be thinking about running a high velocity model. You're selling kind of widgets. It's a shorter sales cycle. And so we typically would push people in that direction. Interestingly enough, we basically found that 38% of companies who have small deal sizes call themselves or believe they're running an account-based model. And again, this is not necessarily wrong. It's just a potential to be wrong. It's something you maybe ought to consider if you're running a smaller deal size, if you've got a shorter sales cycle, if you've just got a couple decision makers, you might want to transition from an account-based model as you know you've got a large market to potentially attack, that you then move that into a high-velocity model. So 38.3% of those. Now, on the flip side, it didn't happen as often. Large deal sizes, the majority of them ran an account-based model. Only 8.1% of companies who had large deal sizes said they were running a high-velocity model, which again opens up a little bit of an avenue to say, hey, maybe that's not the right model that you actually want to be running. So again, total on that, 46.4% of companies potentially running the wrong model, something to consider. As we look deeper into systems, some of the things that jumped out, and again, this number, as we've added more companies, has tightened a little bit. We're now just over 1,000 companies, but overall, it was reported that the average rep is basically spending $169 per person per month. Now the rep isn't probably doing that. That's obvious. That's probably more coming from the company, but $170. And the average rep is using 4.9 tools. Now, when we looked at which tools had the highest adoption, some interesting things happening when it comes to the sales technology landscape there. But social prospecting dominated, number one on the list. Data and list services, number two on the list. Email engagement, number three, four, phone capabilities. And then interestingly, popping up for the first time in a study that we've done like this was a tool identified as a sales cadence tool, which interestingly kind of brings in phone and email and potentially some of these other concepts. So that rounded out your top five tools. It'll be interesting to see how cadence tracks going forward. It was interesting then also to kind of see where some of the growth is expected to come as we move into 2018 around different tool sets. One that I thought would probably be on there, but certainly still was a big number, was video outreach. Followed by sales coaching. They were two and three. Number one was gamification, which was interesting. Gamification has been around a long time. A lot of people have had a hard time finding the ROI of gamification, and so that slowed some of the growth. Signals, the ability to do signals. And then last but not least, in the top five is direct mailer. You're seeing a big push in direct mailer as far as growth is concerned. So some interesting things around technology and systems as the market continues to mature in this sales technology space. As you look at the people side of things, and again, this study, probably should have prefaced a little bit more, really dove into four or five areas. One, it looked kind of at a leadership standpoint, and then also dove into a rep standpoint, more focused on leadership, and it dove into some structure, which we talked about first, then systems, which we just talked about, then dove into some people attributes, and then last but not least was pipeline. And then it kind of just got a little bit of a flavor on the rep side and the four-step process that most sales development reps take, which is identify, contact, qualify, and pass. So those were some of the elements of the study. Let me jump back into the people side of things. Just at a high level, companies report paying sales development reps a base salary on average of $43,499 with an OTE at $83,484. Now, there's going to be a lot of variables that affect that. Certainly location would be one of them. The type of sales development rep is another one, your inbound or outbound. So that's a pretty broad statement to say that's the base in OT, but I think it gives companies hopefully a starting point. In addition to that, average quota attainment, fairly high, 63.5% quota attainment reported by companies on sales development. Depending on the study you look at, CSO Insights, that's going to be different than account executives. Account executives, according to CSO Insights, are actually 10%, about 53% is where we're currently sitting at. We see that number being slightly different, but depending on the benchmark you use, potentially decently high, which is good for the industry that the companies are seeing people perform well in it. One of the big surprises on compensation was looking at the variables. A lot of studies on sales development previous to this, probably not using quite as much data, mostly focused, I think, on accepted opportunities or opportunities or appointments is kind of the predominant measures of compensation, at least in the variable portion of stuff. But this, in this study, I mean, not overwhelming, but by a pretty decent margin, people were going into revenue. That was the number one factor that was utilized in the variable portion of sales development reps. And I am surprised about that. I'm a believer that variable compensation should certainly, I got to do a whole talk track on that actually, so I won't go too far down that rabbit hole, but you want to be paid for stuff you feel you can own, you can do. And oftentimes in the sales development role, that doesn't come into play as much when you're, in this role. So I love it. I love to see it when you run a big account-based model and there's some real pairing going on, but I was surprised to see it was almost twice as much as opportunities accepted, but opportunities accepted definitely being the second major one. So I'm hearing about it more often, but I was a little surprised to see that dominate this conversation as much as it did. So that's a little bit on people and compensation. And then last but not least on the pipeline, this is something we ought to probably post just for you to see. Again, pipeline is, again, one of those things that was really different per the industry, the type of sales development. So the pipeline numbers varied, but it was interesting just to kind of take a step back and see what the general market is doing when it comes to this stuff. And let me just take it through them, and I'll see if I can't throw them in the show notes. Activities 93.8 a day. That includes kind of all the different modalities, right? The phone, the email, the social, etc. Conversations 13.6 on average per person per day. Then we went through and looked at a couple different metrics. Now people look at these slightly different, so we tried to capture a broad spectrum of it. Appointments set, if you're more in that direction, 22.5. Appointments held, 19. It's a pretty good ratio there. On the flip side, if you're more of an opportunities person, opportunities created 16.7 per person per month. Opportunities accepted 12.3, with the number of closed deals, looking at more of a quarterly view, being sourced from sales development, coming at 12.3. Again, those are averages, but I think pretty interesting averages as you kind of break it down. One of the interesting things we saw when it came to these pipeline numbers was the relationship between sales development and account executives. You know, certainly companies typically meet somewhat often, but, you know, get their sales development and account executive reps working fairly close together. But this daily interaction seemed to really bump the numbers up. Quota went almost up 10% if you met daily as a sales development rep with your account executive. In addition, appointments held jumped up, you know, 17-ish percent. So some benefits if you take the time to work through that with your accounting. Now, not everybody wants to do it. A lot of people don't know how to do it. But some, I think, real good stuff happening there as people meet more often and get that communication nailed down and see if you can't figure out some of those different avenues. So a lot of interesting stuff coming out of the study. Again, I won't go too deep into the identify more of the rep portion, but a couple pretty interesting things there. You know, one that maybe is worth mentioning is just some of the stuff we found out. We just went a little deeper and said, hey, what's going on with LinkedIn? A lot of people always wondering, you know, what's going on? How do I use it? What's the best approach? And so the most effective, and we didn't say what you do, but what are the most effective LinkedIn activities? And I wasn't too surprised about this, was researching target accounts and then sending LinkedIn in mail. If you're a big video person on LinkedIn, you are more or less alone in that, with only 1% of people saying that it was an effective activity. Hey, don't shoot me. I'm just the messenger. So that's a little bit on the state of sales development, a really important role, I believe, in organizations. One of the more innovative sales roles, I think, that have come out of sales in the last, you know, couple decades. For those of you who don't know, sales development is that prospecting role. It's the team that partners with account executives to build qualified pipeline, you know, and work together to help close more revenue. So that is the essence of the sales development. Really interesting study. More to come on that. If you want to join this session, by all means, do it. Grab the show notes. Again, one more time, that's www.salesdevelopmentsummit.com. We will put a link in the show notes. In addition to that, I want to make sure our listeners get access to this report. And we'll make sure we get that in the show notes as well, so that you can have access to the sales development report. Over 1,000 companies called the State of Sales Development. I love it. It was a real cool study. I'm always sad to move on from studies, but this one is near and dear to my heart. Big fan of the function. So with that, everybody, thanks so much for joining. Whew. Sales development, it's here to stay. And remember, success is just one play away.